Friday, December 9th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. It is hard to believe that farming in Brazil is so much better than here in the United States that it can keep deer sales going strong. U.S. farm equipment sales have been lackluster, but better than would be expected given crop prices. Deere forecast that sales in Brazil and Argentina were expected to improve. Sales of farm and construction equipment reportedly fell only 1% during the past fiscal year. Almost everything about Deere's financial reports appears to conflict with the apparent reality of our poor prices and lack of profitability. Deere made $285 million fourth quarter. That seems nuts. They even talked about lower sales but at higher prices for equipment. Isn't that how a monopoly works? The Wall Street Journal says that analysts expected Deere to earn 40 cents a share and they earned 90 cents. I will admit that Deere is a very well-run company, but that seems too good to be true. I was told that the farm credit system in the South stopped making equipment loans as the financial situation had deteriorated there to a serious degree. USDA forecast U.S. farm income to be down 17% this year to a 7-year low as livestock profits have plunged along with crop profits. Net farm income was forecast by USDA to be off $51.8 billion in 2016 versus 2013. Nobody is making any money, yet they are all buying new Deere equipment. 3 years of negative farm income and 3 years of declining net worth, the things bankers start to get concerned over. Farmers were mortgaging more farmland in order to free up working capital. The talk was that farmers have cut back on fertilizer and are planting more soybeans to shave costs. There was also an uptick reported in farm credit system loan defaults. Obviously, not all farmers are financially stressed, but it still seems spooky that there are enough well-heeled farmers to maintain Deere sales. So far, land equity has kept the downturn in net farm income from becoming a crisis. However, net farm income and interest rates are the two primary components of determining farmland values. Interest rates are now going up, so both components have become headwinds for the farmland market. Farm loans are not over-leveraged, so there is equity in most land, but losses in equity can only be drained for so long without creating problems. A recent farm sale here went for over $12,000 an acre, so interest rates for those buyers were not an issue. All ag markets at this point are discounting threats to exports. Foreign buyers have reason to build or hold inventories to buffer future trade disruptions and stay ahead of potential dollar strength. Everywhere that progress has been halted in this country by regulation and government policy, efforts are underway to make changes. There will be oil flowing through pipelines sometime next year from North Dakota. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The owner of World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE Network, Linda McMahon, is being named head of the Small Business Administration. She should be good. She has spent tens of millions of dollars trying to get elected to the U.S. Senate from Connecticut unsuccessfully. She and her husband, Vince, are good friends with the president-elect. She didn't need or want a government salary. She wanted the respect and credibility. Trump is primarily appointing generals and billionaires to administration. Linda is a self-made billionaire cut from the same cloth as a master marketer as Trump. I told you that the WWE crowd elected Trump and now he is paying them back. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is not a general or billionaire, but he is going to be our next U.S. ambassador to China. Terry is a close friend of Chinese President Xi Jinping, going back many years when Xi spent a lot of time here in Iowa. Branstad is the nation's longest-serving governor and has got the pro-ag thing down really good. This is exciting. To me, by picking a friend of Xi Jinping as ambassador, that is sending China the message that Trump wants to get along, regardless of all the things that he has said otherwise. Branstad knows all the ins and outs of ag policies and the issues impacting our two countries. That is such an advantage over an ambassador that you would have to bring up to speed and getting them to care about ag. Branstad cares. He knows the importance of our ag trade with China and is not the type that will be advocating for a trade war. I think that Branstad would be selling China some ethanol. Iowa voted solidly for Trump, winning 93 of 99 counties, and came to say thank you to the state and our governor, who was an early supporter. Naming Branstad ambassador to China is a pretty good thank you. Iowa will now get its first woman governor as Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will take over as Branstad resigns. She's been Terry's shadow for several years preparing for the job. I think that this has the potential to be really good for us, but it still comes down to what the boss says on China. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.